When the waves of death compassed me, the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. And Jehu, the son of Hanani the seer, went out to meet him and said to King Jehoshaphat, Shouldest thou help the ungodly and love them that hate the Lord? Therefore is wrath upon thee from before the Lord. God hath delivered me to the ungodly and turned me over into the hands of the wicked. Is it fit to say to a king, Thou art wicked, and to princes, Ye are ungodly? Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. Judge me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation, or deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man. Behold, these are the ungodly who prosper in the world, they increase in riches. An ungodly man diggeth up evil, and in his lips there is as a burning fire. An ungodly witness scorneth judgment, and the mouth of the wicked devoureth iniquity. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. Knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and for sinners, for unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers, and if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? And spared not the old world, but saved Noah the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an ensample unto those that after should live ungodly. But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire, against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ, to execute judgment upon all, and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds, which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. How that they told you there should be mockers in the last time, who should walk after their own ungodly lusts,